Hey, this is Tiffany Montgomery, number one Essence Magazine best-selling author, and you're listening to the Ask Patricia Show.
Yes, indeed you are. Welcome to today's show. I'm totally inspired already. I've got an amazing lady for you who's going to inspire you so, so much. It's the amazing, fabulous Pauline Long. So stay tuned. Great show coming your way.
Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be.
Superb word there by the amazing Desiree. You've got to be. And the lady that I'm about to introduce to you is all of those things. She is very wise. She's very inspired today. And it's my delight to welcome Pauline Long to the Ask Patricia Show. Pauline, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, Pauline, I've been really selecting some amazing women that I feel are doing amazing work. And I feel that you could inspire so, so many other women to do the same. Now, one thing I need to say, obviously, you are an entrepreneur, a fashion designer, TV presenter, philanthropist. I mean, the list goes on. Pauline, if you weren't doing what you were doing now, what would you do?
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing now?
Yeah, what would you do? Because you're doing so much. Is there anything left?
Oh, no, I don't even think I'm doing much. I don't think I've done everything.
You're joking, aren't you?
I'm basically trying to empty, you know, everything. I'm trying to empty myself before I die.
So. Oh, I love that.
I haven't done enough.
Yeah. Do you know, I've come across quite a few people who have the same mantra, who say it's so necessary to empty yourself. So obviously you subscribe to that, but what do you really mean when you say that, empty yourself?
I think that we're all born with lots of potential. We're born to do so much.
Yes.
So much that we don't even know until we try.
Right.
I wouldn't even know I'm a good plumber until I actually do the actual plumbing. I wouldn't know I'm a good author until I actually write a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, when we die, we die with a lot.
I agree.
We die with so much that we could have done, you know?
And,
yet we should be doing what we need to do while we're alive. That's life, you know. That's
true.
Part of life. You've got to do.
Yes.
I believe in doing. I just believe that human beings are the most incredible, the most blessed. We can do so much that other animals can't do.
That's so true. That's so true. So in all of your doing then, Pauline, would you describe yourself as a happy person? You know, we've all seen that film, The Pursuit of Happiness. Would you say you're pursuing happiness, or are you happy?
I don't think anything I'm doing, you know, links up with my happiness.
Okay.
You know, I think that happiness is an inside job.
Okay, interesting.
You know, it's, you know, everything that I'm doing, I've been anointed to do.
Yes.
I've been born to do it.
Yes.
Regardless of whether I want to do it or not.
Yes.
I'm not doing it to make me happy.
Mm.
Or I'm not doing it to escape from something.
Okay.
I'm doing it because I've been called to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting that you use the word anointed to do something, you know, being empowered to do something. You know, there's so many people, Pauline, that are basically getting up every day and just trying to keep body and soul together, you know, just trying to earn enough to keep the wolf away from the door. And perhaps on the weekend, they might have a bit of a splurge to cheer themselves up. And that seems to be all life is about. Now, how did you come to this realization that you are just greater than the everyday 9 to 5, that you are about something, you're here for a reason? How did you find this out?
Well, you know, growing up in Kenya, I grew up around my grandfather.
Okay.
Who just did everything and anything to live.
Right.
And one of the things that he believed in was giving back. So, you know, that everything that I do, I try to give back with
Yes.
And I saw my grandfather live a fantastic, happy life. He didn't have much.
Sure.
You know, he wasn't
a
wealthy person, but he had so much to give at the same time.
Yes.
He was happy. You
yes.
know, he worked hard and he gave a lot, but he was happy working.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so from a young age, I started working at my mother's boutique and salon in Kenya.
Okay.
I was only 14 at the time.
All right.
So, you know, she entrusted me to work there. And during school holidays, you know, I would sometimes, when I was older, like 16, 17, I would actually manage the shop, the shop.
Yes.
You know, she entrusted me to go and, you know, to go to the bank, do the banking. She entrusted me to do accounts.
Right.
So from a young age,
yes,
I knew that I wanted to become somebody. I knew that I wanted to work. But at the same time, I knew that anything that I wanted to do, any work that I wanted to do, be it, you know, a rubbish collector,
right,
I had to be happy in that work.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because I think we spend a lot of time working.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that you're going to finish work
yes.
and then take time off and enjoy your life
yes.
is so irrelevant. You know, you need
yes.
to enjoy your life while you're working.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, that's
it's
very true.
It's as simple as that. Yeah, you need to live your life while working.
And, yeah.
And it works for me that way. So with everything that I do, you know, whether with the award ceremony, you know, with the TV presenting,
yes.
managing the film studio,
right.
everything, I mean, it, there are challenges, but I enjoy working. I have fun. I'm happy.
Yes. Yeah. I would say, Pauline, you're obviously becoming a bit of a media icon there with your own film studios, your own TV show, you know, the BAFTA Awards. I mean, you're doing big things. You know, you're playing a bigger game. You're not here just to sort of get your way through life. You are out playing a big game. You're on quite a large platform. So it seems to me, Pauline, that you're quite fearless. Is that right? Or do you just handle your fears in a different way than everybody else?
You know, I believe that everybody has some sort of fear. We all do have a fear.
Yes.
But my biggest fear, again, is fear of fear. Fear of being fearful.
Yes.
Now, that is my biggest fear. Fear of being fearful.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't want to be fearful of anything yet. As a human being, it's only normal and it's only, you know, it's normal that we fear.
That's
but
true.
How you tackle the fear.
Mm.
Is the most important thing. How do you tackle it?
Right.
You know, I live my life. Yesterday I was telling somebody who I met at the Nigeria's High Commissioner book launch, which I launched yesterday.
Yes.
And somebody said to me, Pauline, you work so hard. You do all these things. How do you do it?
Yes.
Why do you live like this?
Yes, yes.
And I said to the person, I said, let me tell you how I live.
Mm-hmm.
I live my life like the doctor just told me, like I have a terminally ill disease.
Oh, gosh.
I have few hours to live.
Wow. Yes.
And when I told the person that, I didn't need to explain anything.
Yeah, that says it
all,
doesn't it?
That's how I live my life. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So powerful. So, I mean, let me ask you, I mean, yes, it's pretty much fearlessly, but, you know, we all have failures. I don't know what your failures are, perhaps things that you wish you'd done differently or not at all. How do you deal with failures when things don't go how you want them to do? What do you do?
I don't think there's failure.
Okay.
I really don't believe in failure. I think you've just tried it. You've
right.
just done it. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go to the next level, go to the
right.
next step,
right.
look forward, go to the, it's just evolving, you know,
yes.
you're evolving yourself, you're learning, you know, life is a learning curve, life is a lesson.
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as failure,
mm,
you know,
you
just didn't do it right, or you
right.
didn't do it this way, or you didn't do it that way, so hey, let me try the other way.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think if you brand yourself as a failure,
mm-hmm.
then that is like that's disastrous.
That's the problem, isn't it?
That's where people stop.
Yes.
People stop trying because, oh, they see that they failed. Oh, people say they failed. So and so said they failed.
Yes.
Or somebody's already foreseeing that you're going to fail.
That's right.
You're not going to fail.
Absolutely.
You've just done it differently. So go. You just went the left way. So go the right way.
Yes.
Or you went,
yes.
You went up. Yes, you needed to go down. When
yes.
you went down, you needed to go. You just need to take a different route. That's
it. That's so true. I think that's so right, what you're saying. Don't define yourself. If something doesn't go quite right, you are not the problem. You know, the situation, you know, wasn't how you wanted it, but that isn't you. So as you say, don't brand yourself. But Pauline,
yes.
how do you deal with naysayers? You know, the people that are smiling to your face, but then the backstabbers, as they say, the people who say, we want you to be successful, but they don't really mean it. What do you do?
When you're successful, they get angry. You know?
They don't like
they
it.
Wish you all the
how
success
dare you
in the
be
world.
Successful? Yes.
Oh, how dare you?
Exactly.
How dare you? I prayed for you to be successful. Now you're successful. Now I'm very, very angry that you're successful.
I know. It makes
now,
no sense.
You know what? You've got to pray for people like that. You've got to
yes.
pray and wish them well.
Yes.
You cannot at any one minute let these people rent space. In your head.
I love that. Rent space, yes.
You must show them love. You must let go. You must forgive. You must move on.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. It's sweet. It's beautiful. It's the same thing as empty yourself.
Yes.
Die with no grudge, with no heart, with
yes.
no... Do you
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes,
and,
yes.
And it is not your problem that these people hate you.
Gosh.
It's their problem.
Yes.
You should start to feel sorry for them, pray for them, because hating somebody is actually, it's a huge distraction to
of
one's
course.
Well-being.
Of course.
The person that's hating
yes.
is a distraction to the person's health
yes.
and well-being.
Mm.
Not the person that you're hating.
Yes.
You know, you
yes.
who is hating.
Yes.
It's actually affecting you.
Of course it is. Of course
yeah.
it is. Well, that's a very, very healthy way of dealing with them.
Oh, gosh, you know, I smile with everybody, and it's genuine smile and hug. And so one day somebody said to me, Pauline, oh, yeah, that was my ex-manager. She said, I can't believe you just hugged that person and you were smiling and laughing and you guys were really chatting away. And this is the person that said that. I said, what? I said, why not? You
yes,
know,
yes.
listen, people make mistakes. People say things.
Absolutely.
People, you know, I have to move on.
Yes.
I have to show the person that I love the person anyway.
Yes.
You
so
know?
Amazing.
And I have to show the person that I love the person so that the person can receive my love, so that the person does not hate the next person as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? Make
yeah.
it infectious. you know, infect the person with love so the person can infect another person, you know?
Yeah, I do. I think that's such a lovely, lovely attitude, Pauline. Honestly, you have to walk miles to find somebody with that lookout in life. But listen, before we go, I know you're a busy, busy lady. We're so glad you've taken the time. But if people listening to you wanted to find out more about what you do, get in touch with you, where can they find you, Pauline?
Well, they can find me on Facebook. I've got two Facebook accounts.
Yes.
I'm actually trying now to move to the Pauline Longshore fan page. So
right.
Because I can't manage two Facebook accounts.
All right,
so they
yes.
can just find me on Facebook. Yeah. And also follow me on Twitter. Yes, I'm very, very approachable. You know, I do get back in touch with people. And of course, they can find me live on air. They can call my TV show.
Yes, I love that. Well, Pauline, I'm wishing you just continued success in all that you
Thank
do.
You.
You're an inspiration to us all, and I'm
Thank
delighted you.
You
shared with us today. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure. Take care, Pauline.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, many thanks there to the fabulous Pauline Long for joining me on today's show, and thank you for listening in. We'll see you next time.